Yeah, I can't wait to see how we go this weekend.
When you talk about driving being in your blood, what started it all for you?
I started at a young age. Basically, I was too small to be a football player, and I thought all the kids were getting Pee-wee 50s.
Was that disappointing, though? Did you start off thinking, yeah, I'm going to be a footy player, this is my dream, this is what's happening?
No, I just was one of those crowd followers, whatever nice. All the other kids were doing. Yep. I thought it was cool to do as well. So once they started getting Pee-wee 50 motorbikes, I thought that was a great idea to ask my mum to get one of them, and she absolutely flipped out and started worrying about broken bones and all this kind of stuff, and in the heat of the moment, said four wheels or no wheels, and then got into go-karting instead.
Excellent stuff. So with go-karting, is that a good sort of warm-up for drivers? Do a lot of people follow that path?
Yeah, they do, but it purely just started as a hobby, started a lot of fun doing something with your family on weekends and travelling here to there. That was all the fun part about it. And I guess you never, when you were seven or eight, decided, that's it, I'm going to go be a professional race car driver. Like I said, it started as fun. But once you got to about 14, 15 and had some good results in karting, you know, then you start to ask the questions about maybe trying to make a career of it later on. So, yeah.
Yeah. So when that talent is spotted and you're ready to move forward into the next level, do your parents have to sell a kidney to get you there, or did you somebody pick you up and push you where you needed to be? I imagine it's not cheap to be
a
driver.
There was a couple of kidneys sold and then some, you know, good family friends that are backing you through the way to try and help you there as well. So, yeah, a lot of support in the junior ranks to get to where we are today. And, it's not always the you know, easy story of getting there, that's for sure. So very lucky to the people that have helped me along the way and very grateful. And, yeah, hopefully I can get them a championship one day to show the gratitude. So
is there a lot of pressure? Feel it?
No, as drivers, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. So we all want to win. There's 25, 26 guys that want to win out there, but only one guy can. So, yeah, week in, week out, you're trying to make the car faster or improve your driving or trying to work on your consistency. So the championship's quite hard to piece together. You know, you've got 16 rounds with so many different tracks and different race lengths, different formats. It's quite tricky.
The faith and the connection you must have with your pit crew and those people that are in charge of your vehicle must be immense.
Yeah, it is, and it's such a team sport, which is so fantastic. You know, I work very closely with my engineer to try and make our car as quick as possible. In the pit stops, we have eight guys servicing the car at a time,
wow.
So everything's got to kind of go in sync, and then I'm on the other end of the steering wheel that can make just as many mistakes as well. So it's a big team sport, and yeah, we're lucky in Tickford Racing with the four cars we have that we go from race week in, week out, that we have like 50 or 60 staff members. So it's quite a big operation.
Do you stay in the one car? Like you say, if there's four, is there one that is yours? Because I imagine you must feel like you become part of it.
Yeah, we obviously got our own, each car has its own title sponsor. So yeah, we stick with our own car for the year and our own racing number. And when the Enduros come around, we have our own co-driver we share for the those three races that the Enduros are. So yeah, it's a super, super fun year, and it's, consistency is the key.
How did you enjoy Perth? I had a lot of my mates that are just addicted to the supercar series, so excited that it was at night.
Yeah, it was. And I wish we could do more night racing. It's kind of only come back from last year at Eastern Creek and then this year at Perth. So it's super exciting racing. It's a different factor for us. I mean, we generally struggle to see in the daylight with our big bulky cars around us. So in the nighttime, you're generally feeling the other competitors around. So it's I love it. It's fantastic. We just need to learn the schedule a bit better and don't rock up to the racetrack till after lunch, because it becomes a very long day when you're there at 8. All the way till 8 at night, so it's a long day.
How do you go when you're in the car and it is one of those endurance races and you're going round and round? What if you need to pee? I told you I was going to ask you every stupid question
that's one of the common
ones.
Some
of the boys in here just rolled their eyes at me. I was like, oh, here she goes. But it's true.
Yeah, it is. It's, generally we're in the car probably no longer than 3 hours, so well.
Dude, that's a long time.
Yeah, but I don't know. I like to say we're athletes, but some people just laugh at us.
I would say yes, you are.
But no, I've been close a couple of times, but never quite. So
fair enough. When you sort of laughed then at calling yourself an athlete, I imagine the process to get you ready for these races would be grueling. Because I know, like, if I have a trip to Catherine, that's 3 hours. I'm buggered by the time that I get there. You're holding onto the steering wheel. For me, that's an endurance race. But for you, the speed of that car and the pressure and the strength that you have to control it at those speeds, surely that puts you in the realm of athlete.
I hope so. That'd be nice.
Well, you can't have an off season where you eat KFC and lay on the couch and drink beer and hope to get into the car and be able to control it.
That's what I do. our biggest thing is more the temperature inside the car. So we're not like being weightlifters or anything, training that kind of stuff. We're purely just training, resistance training, and the heat in the car can be anywhere from 50 to 60 degrees. So
Wow. Any
2 hours and above that, it's a long time in the car, and you got to make sure you keep your fluids up, and more the preparation of, you know, looking after your body that race week wise is probably the biggest thing, because if you don't do that preparation, it can bite you a bit harder in the race.
Stupid question. Why can't you have aircon?
Category hasn't allowed it as yet, so.
Can we put a letter in?
Yeah, you can try. They don't listen to me.
A strongly worded email might get you through, Chaz. So looking towards supercars here in Darwin, how's the prep going? How are you feeling?
Yeah, this round's always fantastic to get up here. It's I was saying that Darwin has probably the longest straight other than Bathurst. So it always creates a lot of slipstreaming. It's a lot of exciting stuff for the fans to watch, and the racing's always good here. So, and saying that, the temperature's up. So generally the tyres don't last quite as long, and it really opens up the strategy, people pitting at different times. So it's always it's pretty interesting to see how the races unfold. Even when I go home and replay the race, I'm still not sure exactly what's going to happen, even though I was in it. So
yeah.
It's always an exciting factor up here. And everyone's so nice. It's all awesome.
That's nice to hear. There's a lot of science behind it too, with you saying the tyres don't last so long here. I guess those environmental factors have to be taken into account.
Yeah, for sure. And that's all the prep the team tries to do before they get here, and look back through their feedback of previous years here and stuff like that. So it's, I just drive the car. I just wing it.
Who's your biggest competitor, do you think?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Can't single anyone out. This game's super tight out there. I mean, at Perth, I think the whole field was covered by half a second or something. It was super tight. So, yeah.
That is really, really tight.
Half a second.
How do you find that in your race? Like, when you come into your pits, do they let you know?
They'll let you know if you're doing good or bad.
In your ear, are they screaming?
Yeah. Oh, it's yelling or they're praising you. It's one way or the other. Generally, it's yelling that you're not going fast enough.
Faster. We're so excited to have you in. How long are you here for? Are there personal appearances that people can catch up with you?
No personal appearances today. Just doing some NT tourism videos and stuff.
Oh, great.
And checking out what Darwin's got to offer.
What fun stuff you got on the card?
Oh, I don't know. It's top secret. I can't share it all around.
Fair enough. Well, we hope you have a good time. I'm sure, as with everybody that comes, there'll be a crocodile involved at some point.
I hope not. You know. Might not get home. Might eat me.
You'll be fine. We want you on the track come supercar time. It's been such a pleasure having you in, Chaz. Enjoy the rest of your trip and best of luck.
Thanks very much.